From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Explosions have been reported at a Houston-area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle is reporting two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant in Texas. A spokesperson for the plant said late Wednesday that the flooding facility had lost power and backup generators amid Hurricane Harvey flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as the temperature rises. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston to eastern Texas, while countless others await the arrival of the military or Good Samaritans to bring them to safety.
We thought we lost him. He went quiet. And so we were screaming and hollering at him. And we really thought we lost him. But he hollered out. He'd grabbed some vines on a tree.
FEMA has already begun the process of issuing vouchers to get people out of shelters and into hotels. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner applauded the federal assistance while urging others in charge to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
Damages from the hurricane are expected to amount to tens of billions of dollars. Monsoons, meanwhile, are flooding parts of India this week, adding to the toll of a season that has killed 1,200 people across South Asia. Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal are also experiencing severe flooding, forcing thousands from their homes. This is VOA. Iraq's prime minister has declared victory over the Islamic State group in the city of Tal Afar and the entire province of Nineveh. Quote, "Our happiness is complete, victory has arrived, and the province of Nineveh is now entirely in the hands of our forces," Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in a statement. The U.S.-led coalition congratulated Iraqi forces, but warned that dangerous work remains to remove explosive devices and find any IS fighters in hiding. Tal Afar was one of the last Iraqi areas held by IS during the July liberation of Mosul. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted that the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said in the tweet, is not the answer. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee said Mr. Trump may have a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
However, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting with his South Korean counterpart, repeated that the international community is not yet done with diplomacy. Meanwhile, Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong-chol insisted his government has a right to self-defense and warned against further sanctions or any pressure on his government.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persists in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tougher countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday acknowledged there are more U.S. troops in Afghanistan than the official level of 8,400. Dana Smith is a Pentagon spokesperson.
This is not an announcement of a troop increase. We are simply being more transparent about the way we communicate America's military commitment in Afghanistan while still protecting sensitive information.
The Pentagon said it has about 11,000 troops in the South Asian nation. Meanwhile, the actual numbers of U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq remain under review. And U.S. government regulators have approved the first treatment that genetically engineers a patient's own immune system to fight leukemia. It is touted as the first cell therapy approved anywhere in the world. The costly and custom-made treatment developed by Novartis and the University of Pennsylvania is also being tested against other cancers. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.